Thank you for joining us this day. We're so glad that you're with us on this Thursday evening, and Brother Freedom is here, and the Holy Spirit's going to use him tonight. Father, we just thank you for your mighty touch. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Word says it. That's how come I got to where I am. I mean, I read this Bible different than most people read. Those little words mean so much, like in Luke, this 21st chapter. And before I say this, I've been really watching the weather real carefully. And I've never seen so much troubles all over the world. France, desperate trouble. Floods, people getting killed. And this wasn't this way. South Africa's been in trouble. The weather is not normal. I was talking to my brother-in-law in Fairbanks. It's been really warm up there. They generally experience 70 below. And this winter they had maybe 25 above. So what it does, the little animal kingdom, when you have great colds, it means that they're going to be nipped. There's not going to be so many of them. But when it's too warm, those things are going to take off, do their thing. That's just one little thing. And your migration, your birds, everything work on those temperatures. And all these things are God's handiwork. And we as God's people, when we start messing up like the Gulf there, that's never going to be the same because that place is getting polluted. So that means it's going to affect the neighborhood. Things are just not the same as they should be. And I want to read something. And when you see these things begin to come to pass. They've been coming to pass. It says, lift up your heads when they begin. Not a year, but then you're to begin to look because God's saying, Jesus is coming back. But we don't see these things. I hear some of the great ministers that minister, and they don't say anything about this. Nothing. It hurts. My heart just hurts for them because they're good people. But they're so in love with that almighty dollar that they want to keep things coming in. But Jesus says this is all going to stop. Peter says when these things come to pass, there's going to be troubles. The Bible says when you see these things, pray that this day will be shortened because we're here to do that praying. And we need to be careful how we pray, what we pray, because there's power in our words. In Ephesians, this is concerning the old man, but also concerns the new man. That ye put off the former conversation. The old man, which is corrupt according to his own deceitful lust. See, our words, the Bible says, by our words we're justified, or by our words we're condemned. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, life and death in the power of the tongue. So as we as God's people, we have come to see, receive Jesus, that we just start speaking these things to come with the power of God. But many of us were so blinded, we just never even thought about that. But spiritual people move God. Now God can do it by himself, but he uses people. Yes, he made this world, but he put us in the world, and as we as God's people say we take on him, then he expects us to take that position with authority. But the church is not close to that authority because we have to do it under the unction of the Spirit. For the Spirit knows all things. He walks, he talks, but he never makes a mistake. 20 years ago or 30 years ago, there was quite a few months there or a year ago, it was exactly right. In that 24 hours would be exactly what God said. And if God can do that with a little nobody, as a mechanic, I don't see why he can't with a church. Church is greater. Come and see them. The glory of God should be, the unction of God's Spirit should be motivated by God's hand through his people. The Bible says he's not slack. Concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but his long-suffering to us were not willing that any should perish, but all should come to pass. It talks about, according to our own deceitful lusts, our lusts take away the premiumness of God, and we have lust, we lessen what He has for us. We don't have that impact we have when we stay pure. God wants the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be pure in relationships to Him. If your relationship before Him, it's going to be pure with your relationship without. This without comes from being in with God. Now, if you try to make God from the out, then you get in reverse and don't work. And that's where we've been. We trying to make something that's not even there. God bursts everything. You have to seek Him for the spot that He has for you, that you might walk in His blessing. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. It's impossible for us as natural people to realize the love that God has for us. The Lord is not slack. He's always there to help you, strengthen you, to encourage you. That encouragement that we need so desperately. You know, a person never need a hit on the shoulder. He needs a pat on the back. Encouragement. You don't need a kicking down, but you need a lifting up. See, the world has a way of putting you down, but God has a way of lifting you up. And as we as God's people, we start walking in that way. We move with Him. And it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. As you put off the old man, put on the new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. As we put off the old man, we inspire the new man to work in us. And we have to realize that when we live on this earth, that what we do, even for the Lord, is not lasting. See, everything in this earth decays. It just don't stay the same. So that's why we got to keep working out our salvation with fear and heavy tones. Because if we don't, we decay. We just don't stay the same. And God wants us to be worthy of Him. You know, it'd be sort of a shame for us to be in heaven and say that we'd have to say, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm not here. I don't feel comfortable being here. No, God wants you to feel comfortable. He wants you to feel like it's your welcome. God wants you to realize that He's greater than what you face. But our words are very powerful. Our words are what minister to the hearts. Just look at a minister, you don't know what's wrong with him. But the Spirit of God can let you know. But if you're ministering to that person, you're not going to embarrass him because God will not let you embarrass him. You're not going to attack him because God will not let you. If you're a true minister of God, God's going to help you in helping that person to do it with being above reproach. You know, I've been in services where I've had three or four men say all the bad things they could about me in church service. I didn't say a word. But those things shouldn't be. You should be there and encourage someone. And yet, when Monday morning, I was coming up, fix this for them, do this for them, but that was... It's to make yourself look good. But man's not to look good. God moves in us. I'm only putting that I went through it. I didn't say nothing. But it does hurt. You keep it. God's going to fight your fights. See, when you give over what you're doing, Lord, I'm not going to fight. I'll just sit here and take it. God's going to take it over for you. He's going to fight your battle. So it's going to come out in a better... You're not going to look bad on you. It's going to look bad for the one that comes against you. And Peter talks about that he can walk in you, that he'll take care of you to be a vessel of honor. Even when you've been attacked, you take it with love. Love suffereth long and is kind. It says, love vaunteth not itself. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, I become, there we go again with our words. I'm nothing. Do I give my body to be burned? And do I could have all, could give me my, feed the poor? I have plenty to feed the poor and have that love up brought me nothing. God puts that love in us through divine choice by Him to us that we might minister His grace where we go. I was talking to my brother here before we come in. I think we're living that time when we can't condemn people. We just got to have enough of God in us that it moves mightily by the Spirit of God. We're living in a time that's never been before. I believe that Jesus is coming very soon. He's coming here in a very special time. But the Bible says perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. That's a big statement right there. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of self means selfish. Me, big I and little you. Those are all those images. As we put our special God's hand on us, we need that special unction of God that helps us. That keeps the times of troubles. Men should be lovers of themselves, boasters. You know, you go around and people like to boast. Proud. You know, Satan, that was his problem, pride. Satan was really the high archangel of God at one time. But he wanted to be above God. That pride took him down. And I think it'll take us down as mere Christians unless we renounce that thing that causes us to be prideful. If it wasn't for God's help, I would not be here today. I've seen God move in a lot of ways, but I tell you, I've failed God a lot of times too. You know, sometimes people don't see our mistakes, but they're there. God sees it as a hindrance, because God sees us as a child that don't need any hang-ups, any barriers, any problems that takes away our anointing from Him. God gives the anointing on us, not we on God. So when we start decreasing, that's when God starts increasing towards us. We have to back away from the things that we, the natural man, we want to push ourselves. But with God, we need to back up, and God will bless us. And the natural man would like to be boastful, proud, blasphemer, disobedient. And that disobedience, the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience. See, disobedience is just what it says. We don't want to do what's being said to do. That's why in the military I did good, because I didn't mind taking orders. But when you don't want to take orders, you're just plain disobedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience puts you in a place that you don't have to worry. If you're in a place of, you carrying the weight, you got to worry a little bit then. But God made it to where we don't have to worry about that. And I believe that's the way it is in this day that we live in. If we'll live where we should be, God will take that load, that pressure off of you, that you're not concerned about what tomorrow's going to be, because God's going to help you to come into that tomorrow with power, with anointing, the freshness of God's holiness upon you. That you be ready for that day to walk in victory. 30-some years ago, to every day, when I got up, God had a different plan for me. And I believe that He's the same yesterday, the same forever. That plan went, and I would see it being mature in the end of the day. One day, He says, when He says stop, to stop. And that's stopping right now. When God says stop, stop. Now you might say that's just a little simple thing, but I learned in that word stop meant that God was going to eventually make it happen. Now I went up about 400 miles up, picked up my wife, came back, and it was spoken to me on the way before I went up that the baby in. When He says stop, to stop. I went up, went through quite a few towns, come back. My daughter was little at that time. She, when she said stop, I was ready to stop because I thought, well, God's got something here, wants me to stop. But it didn't work that way. We just have to wait upon God. And I hadn't learned that. I hadn't learned to wait upon Him. When I got back to the house that night, that's after the whole trip, the whole thing. That's the way our lives are. We got to just wait upon God for that very second when God's got to come to pass. It'll happen. I told my wife, I said, I'm thinking, oh, I got time to mow the lawn. When I went up to pick up a piece of plywood over my lawnmower, and when I went to pick it up, the Spirit says, stop, look. And there was a big porcupine. I've never seen one. Never seen one that big in all my life. It was there just for me. But God, He had a policeman, Riot, was never there. And Ray says, what do you got? I said, I got a porcupine. He says, what I've got to bring my gun. He shot the porcupine. See, God works all these things, little fish. And we never have a dog catcher ever come to our, in those days. Never came to our house. He says, I thought you had trouble here. Yeah, and Ray says, here he is. And they could not believe it. But God knew in that morning that porcupine was going to be there, and I was going to, that's all the little things God knows. And that's what gets me, all this other time, you're just loving the Lord, and you say, well, Lord, you just put back in the back burner until God says, assemble. That's where you are as a soldier. You're supposed to say what you're doing until they say, resume. And that's what God does, the same word. Having done all to stand. And that's where we need to be in the last hour. None of us really know exactly when the coming of the Lord is, but we know He's coming. And I'll tell you, we can't afford to miss it. It's something that you can't afford because the penalty is so great in missing it, it's terrible. If you miss it, His coming, that's why I've put so much emphasis on this, but you're going to have maybe the places you're going to take the mark of the beast. If you don't take the mark of the beast, it'll probably be your life, your child, your wife. It goes on until a lot of people can't take it. And that's why we need to be ready, because there's so much that we don't know, but all we have to know is we're led by the Spirit. See, all that whole full day, I went ahead, went up through, told my brother and everything. He was very sick at that time, come back home. But I, in my back of my mind, I was still had a thought about that. It's going to come to pass. And when it came to pass, it was bigger than I thought. And every time that God's ever spoke to my heart, He brings it to pass. He's going to come to pass very soon. He's coming. And God's people, this word's going out all day. But you remember out there that where you are, there's problems in this land. There's problems in the world. There's troubles. But God's the answer to keep you even in all problems. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is He that's in you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's here to say, my child, I will keep you. Look to me, and I'll bless you. Put your eyes upon me, and I'll keep you through desperate times. I'll keep you through times of troubles, through the times of turmoil. I'll keep you. Be careful, my son, my one, for I love thee. I will keep thee through the times of troubles, of very perilous times. Be aware that there's times that's coming that people that are not aware are going to be in trouble. My people, I wish for you that you be ready for that day, because I have something great for you. I have a prize for you. I've got a blessing for you. Come, seek me, and you should surely find me, say the Spirit of God. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this word this day. Bless the hearts of these people. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this word in a mighty way. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and God bless you. Praise the Lord.